Locker Room Chats continue on here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we now talk Jackson Heights football, joined by head coach, that is Caleb Wick. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. Coach, appreciate the time as always. A 2-0 start to the year. Last week, 50-21 over Moore Hill Mounts Academy. How nice was it to see your team perform the way they did in that ball game?
You know, the biggest takeaway from that game is I think we got better from game one to game two. And I know I reiterated that there in our first segment last week, just talking about you make your greatest improvements from game one to game two. And we definitely made the improvements, especially on the offensive line. And you know how Moore Hill was playing us there. We decided to go mainly power run game, and you know, we were able to rush for over 400 yards, and we didn't really have to utilize our passing game much during the course of the game. And you know, overall, I thought our defense played very, very well. You know, the first touchdown they scored was our fumble inside our own 20-yard line, and they went and took advantage of that and scored a touchdown. And then late in the fourth quarter with a running clock, they scored against our JV two on a long pass play. But, you know, overall, I thought our defense played well. I thought we ran to the football, but there's always room for improvement. We're just hoping to get better this week.
We know the defense is always going to be there, but you talk about the offense once again, and we could talk about a guy like Alex Browning who ran for nearly 200 yards, and then even Jude Williams who had just five carries, but he rushed for over 100 yards and a couple of touchdowns as well. It's easy to talk about those guys, but what about the performance of the offensive line, those big guys up front?
You know, I'm glad you said that, because that's where it starts. And, you know, from the papers to the radio interviews to, you know, every publication, they never really talk about the offensive line. So I'm glad you brought that up. Kudos to the offensive line, too. You know, I thought they played high at times as well during the course of the game. But overall, they played tremendous, and they played better than week one. And that's all you can ask for, is just get better each game and each practice. And we're doing that up to this point.
Do you consider that aspect, the offensive line, one of the key strengths for your team right now through a couple of weeks?
Oh, yes, for sure. And, you know, with that being said, we are starting a first-year center in there in Wyatt Rollins, a junior, and then we're also starting two sophomores on the offensive line. So we're very, very pleased with that. And, you know, whenever you come back with a Julian Budo and Hayden Doyle, all-league selections last year, it really, really helps that offensive line out. And they've been great teachers up to this point in the season, teaching those young guys how to, you know, be physical and how Friday nights are like. So I couldn't be more pleased. But with that being said, we know we have a long ways to go and we have to get better this week.
Jackson Heights off to a 2-0 start. Wins over Horton and Moore Hill Mounts Academy. They get Pleasant Ridge this week. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our locker room chat with Caleb Wick, head coach at Jackson Heights. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Warham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. Coach, this week, you're back inside league play. You get a Pleasant Ridge team that's off to a 1-1 start, and they certainly looked impressive in their win over Oskaloosa by a score of 60-20 last week. What's the early scouting report on the Rams?
They're big, they're physical, and you know they have a lot of athletes on the outside, and I really think it starts with their backfield. I don't know if they're brothers or twins. They have the same last name, and I don't want to butcher it, so I'm not even going to try to, but they are great athletes. They really can get to the edge. They'll run over you. They'll put their shoulder down if they have to, and they'll run away from you as well in the open field. So, you know, we have our work cut out for us, and they're very, very well coached. I know they motion into a lot of different formations that we really have to be ready for. They motion to get the matchups they want, and it worked well on Friday. And you know, we're into the scout pretty hard right now, and it's just, you know, following their big tight end. He's a great football player. I believe he was all-league last year, and he's going to be a handful for us. And, you know, their offensive and defensive line are going to be a handful with us. So, and, you know, it's just another week to get better, another week to work on our fundamentals. And, you know, I think if we can get 1% better each and every practice in each and every game, we'll be all right on Friday. But it's definitely going to be a dogfight, and it's definitely going to be a battle.
Is Pleasant Ridge, are they going to bring something, at least maybe what you're going to see from them offensively as you guys prep on the defensive side? Are they bringing something to the table that's going to be different from what you've seen in your first two games?
Definitely. You know, they almost motion 80%, 90% of the time to a different formation or to a different set. So, you know, they try to get you confused on the defensive side of the football. Like I said, they try to get the matchups in their favor. So we're really, really harping motion this week and moving with motion, bumping our backers over. But, you know, if we are able to do that, I think we'll be all right. But if we're not able to do that, they're going to expose us pretty easily. So definitely have to get into the film and work on it on the practice field this week.
Coach, few keys for the game against Pleasant Ridge. What's it going to take to get another win this week?
you know, just like always, three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. And, you know, we were able to score on defense last week with a pick six again, so that's always nice when you can score points on the defensive side of the football. But, you know, the bad thing about us last week is, you know, we had two turnovers. We had two fumbles, one on the one-yard line going in, which just is a drive killer and a big momentum swing in the game. And another was a fumble inside around 20-yard line that they scored on. So we really, really have to shore that up this week, because if you give Pleasant Ridge an edge or an advantage, they're going to take advantage of it, and, you know, they're going to beat us on Friday night. So that's just one of the things that we're harping is ball security and, you know, getting to the right fits and reading the right keys on defense and flying to the football. But overall, it's going to be a great Northeast Kansas League battle, and hopefully everybody comes out and cheering hard for us.
That's Caleb Wick, Jackson Heights head coach. They get Pleasant Ridge at home on Friday night, week three, as the Cobras look for a 3-0 start here in 2022. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll do it again next week.
As always, thank you.